as teaching staff, we are probably the least likely to strike of any industrial union. No one wants to be here on the picket line, and we've undertaken this action since the autumn. We've tried to get resolutions. We had 5 points on our ballot sheet. One of them, which is where teachers have increasingly been asked to do admin tasks that they are directed not to do by the government. But here at Tretheras, we've had an agreement, and that part of our ballot is done. Other points, people may not understand that as a member of the teaching profession, you are contracted to work 1,265 hours per year. What's happened at the moment is that our break times are not counted towards that figure. So 47 hours over the academic year are not counted. And parents in the community will understand that teachers do not leave site at break time. We have to be here, supervising children, answering queries, making phone calls. We had a fire alarm just the other day. If there weren't teaching staff in the building over that break time, then that would have been really very tricky. But that isn't counted towards our what's called directed time. We're asking that gets put back in, and our trust have agreed that from September those break times will be included. But what we're asking for is what's going to happen to the 47 hours that we will have worked over and above our 1,265 hours, and what recompense there can be. And also we're asking that our registrations in the morning, which are increasingly taught sessions for the young people, are counted towards what's called our non-contact time, and at the moment they're not counted towards that. So there are teachers preparing, delivering taught sessions in the mornings, but that isn't counted as teaching currently, and we're asking for that to be included. So we started this action back in the autumn, and we have a fairly new head teacher here, and I need to state that she's been absolutely tremendous in trying to meet us and meet the points that she can in our school here at Tretheras. There are other points, like for example the directed time hours, that have to be sorted out at our trust level. We're a member of the Celt Trust. Before Christmas we had no communication with Celt Trust leads. Since Christmas, there's been a new trust lead there, Dan Morrow, and he has met with us 3 times. So in the 6 weeks that Dan Morrow has been the trust lead, we've made significant progress towards our ballot points. Unfortunately, we're here today because we haven't got there yet, but he has been prepared to sit around the table and to have open discussions with us. And we would, you know, I need to make that clear. That things are moving here for us, but unfortunately for our members, they haven't moved enough for us to be able to call off this action. I do need to say that we did have a day of action planned for the 12th of February, just before we broke up for half term. We had a meeting for members and we paused that action pending further discussions in the 2 weeks up until today. Unfortunately, we didn't get to speak to the trust lead until the Friday of half term, and I'd like to make it really clear that myself and other officers from the NEU have made themselves available every single day from the day we pause our action on the 12th until today. It was stated in a letter to parents yesterday that NEU officers were not available until the end of the half term. And I totally refute that, because I have made very clear that I would work every day throughout my holiday if it meant resolving this action.